to. There we go. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, again, welcome. Welcome to the Integrity Leadership Call. Glad to have everyone on this evening. We are in for a treat because this gentleman has been on it, beginning with the 9 laws of sowing and reaping. And I know we're in for a treat this evening. So glad to have everyone on. If you know somebody that needs to be on, tell them, hey, jump on here and come on and get on. You don't want to miss this. All right. Well, I am about to pass it to the gentleman, the master trainer, the one who knows about this integrity. He always tells us integrity means whole. Okay. And it does, because I used to teach an integer always means whole. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the founder and CEO of the ACSJR Company, gentleman from G-Town, Gallatin Island, Texas, man, myth, the legend, Mr. Antonio T. Smith, Jr.
All right. Thanks so much. Yes, thank you so much. I was doing some stuff on the gram. Now, we are talking about Chapter 3 in Coded Extraordinary Mind. Coded Extraordinary Mind is my second favorite book of all time. Second favorite book of all time. We're going to take a bit of a narrow approach here. Which means that I'm going to go narrow, wide, narrow, wide. So maybe it depends on your questions, but I plan to focus a lot on the book next week, focus a lot on the esotericness of it. Chapter 3 is all about practicing conscious engineering, consciousness engineering, okay? Now I'm going to copy and paste some stuff here in the chat. And I will read it out loud for those of you who do not have chat. Actually, Grace, you can read it out. Did y'all finish in there? Y'all finish? Okay, then we're good then. Well, if you can read, then you have such a reading voice. Yes.
Chapter 3, Practice Consciousness Engineering, where we learn how to accelerate our growth by consciously choosing what to accept or reject from the culture scape. Chapter 3, Practice Consciousness Engineering, where we learn how to accelerate our growth by consciously choosing what to accept or reject from the culture scape.
All right, let's break all that down here for a second, but let's want to have your help on this last day before what is the new year. Where we learn how to accelerate our growth by consciously choosing what to accept or reject from the culture scape. So the culture scape we covered in chapter one. Yeah, chapter, well, all of this is culture scape, right? Well, pretty much one and two. Now, well, let me catch everybody up. Let's catch all of you up and show you a picture and maybe that'll help you out a little bit. Let's see. All right, so here's the picture ensuing now. If you don't have a picture, no worries. I will explain to you. So starting from the bottom all the way to the top, levels 1 through 4. The world around you is said culture scape. And some of these things that we're talking about right now exist in the culture scape. And from there, we will get to what is the awakening. I want to tell you immediately that half the things that you respond to, they don't belong to you. Half of your feeling of loneliness does not belong to you. Most of you spend many years stuck in someone else's thoughts, but you don't realize they're someone else's thoughts. Nobody told you that since you are alone for the holidays, that should be a bad thing. But a movie channel told it to you, or someone else you saw that you loved showed it to you. And from then, you just keep duplicating someone else's thoughts. And now you're doing the same thing. What if I told you there's no such thing as a holiday? We just made that up too in the culture scape. You do know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you do, okay. Like you do know. It's just, hey, you know, hey, let's call this day this day. I'm not saying these days don't have their purpose or their meanings. I am simply telling you that these days are made up, and so are your emotional reactions to them. So are your emotional reactions to them. So let's break down quite a few things in chapter 3, and I pray that we get to bless you as much as possible. There we go. Now, from computer engineering to consciousness engineering. Now let's talk about this for a second. If you want to teach people the new way of thinking, don't bother trying to teach them. This is what I do this all the time. If you want to teach people a new way of thinking, don't bother trying to teach them. Let's talk about that. Let me hear some feedback before I tell you the solution. Let me say it again. This will be maximum participation here. If you want to, I'll read it to you again, or I'll tell it to you again. If you want to teach people a new way of thinking, don't bother trying to teach them. All right. So who's first? Hey, Deanna first. And then Chiquita next, I believe that was.
Is it due to the fact, because I'm going back to when you were coaching me. You never directly taught me. You indirectly taught me things. Like you let the seed, you planted the seed, and it was up to me to nurture. Because I know for a fact, if you would have came straight at me and said, "Well, what you need to do is," I'm gonna cut you off right there. So is that what you mean by if you want to teach someone something, don't teach them?
I find no fault. I'm not gonna tell you right now. Okay, it's Chiquita.
I agree. I think that first you model exactly what you're talking about, so they have a physical demonstration of what to duplicate or replicate. But then you do it all the time on these calls. You never give us the answer directly, especially like in those, I call them deliverance moments, especially in those deliverance moments or whatever, you make us have that aha moment. Like you knew what you were trying to take us all along. But if you would have just tried to take us there, like you said, anytime, I got to give you this framework first and then tell you what I'm talking about. Because if I told you what I was talking about first, then you would have rejected it all. So
you would. Yes, you would.
You make us go through a process to where we're building out each step of the process, but you're guiding us. We may not know you're guiding us, but you're guiding us along the process, but you're allowing us to discover every part of the process ourselves, because then it seems authentic to us. And it's like, oh, okay, I did that. But you took us down the rabbit hole, so to speak, to the end of the process, but you allowed us to be a part of that collaboration and made us feel like it was our own idea.
Facts. And both Deanna and Chiquita are absolutely correct. So good job to two of you. What if I said, all right, everybody, I want you to follow me for the next 40 weeks and I'm not going to teach you a thing. Right? Immediately, you're going to reject that. Right? You understand? You're immediately going to reject that, even though it is exactly what you crave the most, for me not to teach you, but for you to walk there yourself. Is it making some sense? This was cognitive behavior therapy. It's the root of that in itself. Go ahead.
When Deanna and Chiquita were talking, the whole the teacher thing is in me. So I was like, okay. So it's like I do, you do, we do. With the being a teacher, the teacher always has to model, especially any subject. But in math, yeah, kids, the concept that I'm teaching, they don't know what it's new. So in order for them to really get it, they need to see me do it first as the teacher, because they understand, okay, if the teacher's up here teaching, he or she knows what he or she is talking about. So I model it first, like Jaquita was saying. I show steps on how to get the math concept done, and I keep doing it. And then we do it together. And so, but I'm guiding and I'm asking certain questions to make sure that they have it. So when they answer, I know, okay, y'all have it. And then they go do it themselves on their own. And then I always have my kids that I know when they say, Ms. Sandals, I need help with this. I know that's really kid talk or student talk, but Ms. Sandals, I want you to give me the answer. But I never give them the answer. I do what Antonio does. I ask them questions and I say, okay, I need you to teach me on this. So, okay, so this is what you're having trouble with. So what was the first thing we talked about? And they'll tell me, okay, so what did we do to get here? And then they'll tell me. And then I'll say, okay, so what's this one? And then they'll come up with the answer. And then they'll look at me and they say, well, why do I understand it when you do it? Well, because you talked it out. And so when you talk it out, you get it. So I understand what you're doing now, sir. Thank you.
There it is. There it is. There's no other reason to do anything else. Let's see what this book says. It says, instead, give them a tool, the use of which will lead to new ways of thinking. Same thing y'all just said. So if you want to teach someone a new way to think, don't teach them. It's the worst thing you could possibly do. If you want to teach something, like this chapter starts off this way. It's really important here because this chapter is about to start kicking us all in the shins. It really is. It really is. In fact, let's dig a little bit deep into it. So there's an operating system. So he's a programmer, but you know, there's an operating system for human consciousness. You understand? And well, let's break it down. If you have a computer, all of you have probably had to install a new operating system from time to time. Remember Windows 95? Okay. And then Windows 95, you know, after decades became Windows 8. I think they skipped.
Speaking my language. 10.
Okay.
Speaking my language, bro.
There it is. Right? And then, well, I skipped XP because that's like 2000. I meant like 2020. You know, but yes, she went to XP, XP Professional, XP Home, you know, all that stuff, right? Which was everybody's favorite version, you know, of Windows. So you had to go ahead and install these operating systems. And, you know, then you had 1996, you had, well, y'all don't remember all that, the Mac, Macintosh, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But how many of you ever think to yourselves, you need to do the same thing for you? What if I told you that you are still operating? Okay, it did. Nah, it's on. What if I told you that you are still operating on Windows 95 and you walking around here, grown woman, grown man? Y'all still, most of you are still operating on the first operating system your parents put in you.
But why you gotta make it to Windows 95 though?
Some of you was born in the 70s, so you're a Windows 72.
Telling the whole thing, but the truth. 95 yeah. came out. Windows 95 was like, it was either college or Windows 95. I swear, if I'd have known that the computer was gonna do what it was gonna do, I would have did it.
You'd have been in all the computer classes. I know that's right.
But it did it. I would have learned it all. Now I gotta learn.
Think about this. Your very mobile devices slow down and need new security patches and new software patches to operate at peak performance. And you would be upset. Think you don't get your money's worth. Think about it. If you leave your computer on for 3 months in a row without breaks, you will see a difference in processing power. Y'all brains have been on since the day you've been born. And you think you're at peak processing power. It makes no sense. It's no sense that you sit here with the same operating system that you were eating pork and beans on with your grandmother, with your mom, when they would teach you how to hold, how many of you remember when they taught you how to hold the fork and it was hard? You got them same religious beliefs. Oh, I need y'all to hear me. When they was teaching you, y'all got the same beliefs. When they was teaching you how to hold a fork. I remember, for homeless, my dad, made me do a little gun with my hand. I remember. And then put the utensil right here, right? And then close it, right? Or something like that. Put my thumb down, something like that. I'm serious. Think about this. And y'all on the same operating system in which you needed to hold the fork. And you grown and you on that same operating system. Go ahead, Dion.
First off, ain't nobody asked you to do all this on New Year's Eve.
Not my book.
Thank you, D.
Secondly, you're welcome. You're welcome. Secondly, how do we reboot our system? Or how do we upgrade our system?
The book tells us that next, at least I'm going to do it next, but let me finish kicking you in the chin, okay? I need it to hurt so you can understand. Think about where, no, seriously, whatever you believe.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Even right now. Now, you know what? Let's not go with your beliefs, because you're not going to tell me the truth. Whatever angers you to this date, I want you to travel in your mind where you first learned to be angry over that thing. I promise you, you were not grown. No, seriously, I'm not saying that for sure. I want all of you to think about the things that anger you, the things that hurt you, how you felt over this holiday. Think about all that, and I want you to trace it back to where you first learned that behavior. I promise you, if you're 30, it was not in your 30s. It wasn't when you were grown. Psychologists say whatever you learn by 8, you repeat. It's what you do. Whatever you learn by 8, you become. By 8 years old, most of you have your chosen or your favorite desired operating system, and you have no intentions on changing it. And most people never will. Now, seriously, I want all of you to dig back. I'm going to teach you how. But see, this was the thing that Twitter said. Had I gave it an answer, you wouldn't have made no change. So what I need to do is tell you, yeah, ain't nothing wrong with me, but I need, because you're thinking about, no, I've updated my D-King. I've upgraded my operating system. I've just changed careers. I've learned how to forgive. Okay, all that's true, but that's not your operating system. That's just a disk you put in a computer. It's not the operating system. A new skill is not the operating system. It's an addition. It's a plug-in. And don't judge yourself by your plug-ins, because your operating system is being, those new skills you require or you have acquired are being filtered through and powered by your operating system. Think about this for a second. Yeah, it's just apps. So you learn a new app. You, like me, right now I'm learning JS Nodes or whatever it's called. That's a new app. That is not an operating system. Or I say, you know what? I'm going to go Let me see something I've done. I'm gonna learn. I'm gonna take Fields Kenoche. That's an app. Fields Kenoche. Yeah, which we all need to do that, right? Fields Kenoche sits on top of my operating system. Listen, Phil can coach y'all in 72 hours. Problem is, he got to spend 72 months getting rid of your operating system. It's the truth. It's the truth. It really is. It don't take long to change. Go ahead, Phil. You can read it out loud. That's good. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, you can unmute your mic and let him see it.
Control, Alt, Delete.
That's a book.
Reboot your business, reboot your life, your future depends upon it.
Y'all hear that? Thank you so much, Phil. Y'all hear that? All right, so let's rewind for the people who just logged in. So we understand. You can do that one too, Phil, because that was powerful.
The power of your subconscious mind.
Y'all are operating off operating systems that you learned by the time you ate. By the time you were 8 years old, I was born in 81. That means I'm on Windows 88. I'm on Windows 88. Should I not change? No, real talk. Yeah. And we go and this is how you, Tracy, I could have answered your question. I could have said, Deanna, this what the book says. But she would not have accounted for the things that make her angry is where her operating system is. It's not the things you learn. It's not the new desires you have. All those are just apps. Those basic primal things that make you act without thinking, that's in your operating system. I got you, Dr. Sugar. If I don't call you for 2 days, your operating system will kick in.
Okay, I got you.
Do you understand? You understand what I'm saying? Uh-huh. If I embarrass you in public, your operating system go kick in. Now, some of you slick because you need that job. So you what you do is you turn on one of them apps. You turn on one of the maps and you go, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, because you need that job. But your vibration is how much you hate your boss, and you walk home with that and you forfeit all your dreams. Mm. Everybody understand what I'm saying? Mm. Okay, Dr. Sugar wants to say something. Go ahead. I don't think you have your audio connected. You do not.
Okay. So then, because none of this was going on when I was growing up, and I missed out on that beginning part. You were talking about Windows 95 and all of that. So my operating system that would make me angry as a child was not understanding and getting something the first time. Mm. What is happening now? But I didn't give up. What's happening now when I don't get a new app or new knowledge of what's going on today, I can revert back to, that's what made me angry then, not getting it up at the same speed as everybody else. So with you saying that, now I can understand why I continue to push and push and push myself in learning this new stuff that you millennials is doing. But I'm having a good time and I am learning, I'm getting better. But it has been a big challenge. You know, but it's been a good challenge because now I'm using parts of my brain otherwise I wasn't using. Yeah. I was sitting on it. Yeah. So thank you for that.
No, nope. Very welcome. Much kudos and props. I muted you. Much kudos and props to you. They clapped for you. Just turn your speaker down a little bit. Now, think for a second. Excuse me. Think for a second. Here you are in your reality. And there you go. You can give him some headphones. That's why they're going to give you some headphones. I bet it's probably on top left, but don't worry about it. Here you are in your reality on the same operating system trying to get new blessings. Same operating system trying to get new blessings. same operating systems, trying to get new blessings.
Reverend.
Same operating system. Okay, I was gonna keep saying it till somebody was affected. All right, I was gonna keep saying it over and over until somebody was affected. You update your computer, but won't update your subconscious. And here's the deal. You get into a new relationship with your old operating system. Let me tell y'all something, man. I've been to jail a few times. I don't know if
you know that. Oh, that was good right there.
You understand? You get into a whole brand new relationship. Let me tell you. Whatever you are, when you go to jail, that's going to show up. I know I'm not talking to everybody. This is just an example for people like me, Reggie, and Samuel, and you know what I'm saying, maybe a few sugars out there. But whatever you are, when it's in that pressure cooker, which is jail, it's going to show up. If you's a snitch, you're going to snitch your way to trustee. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, put yourself in the same understanding of that. I'll take it out to an example that everybody else can feel and relate to. Let the person you love the most on planet Earth die. Whatever you are, that's how you're going to behave in that process. I said what I said. He talking about the jail part. Yeah, he said, yeah. Whatever you are, but let the person you love the most, that protected you the most, die. The you will show up. Lots of people out there who are not you, because y'all would never do this. There you go. That's a little more palatable that way. There you go. You grieve over that loved one and pause your life. Truth is, your life been paused.
Wow, sir. Wow.
Go ahead.
You bring back a memory. My aunt, my great aunt raised me. And she died. So I'm good at the funeral. I'm good, you know what I'm saying? Singing in the front row and everything. And soon as we get to the gravesite, it's like I broke down and my life just shut down. But I didn't know it was already shut down because of, wow. You just taught me something.
It was already shut down. Now listen, we're not talking about temporary moments of grief or even a week of grief. I'll even give you the 2 weeks of grief into the casket go on the ground, which I still got a rebuttal for that, but I'll give that to you. But y'all, you can't walk past a couch without pausing your life all over again. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm not even trying to be insensitive to you. I'm just trying to show you where your operating system is. Now, of course, you have a problem with me saying it because I'm exposing your operating system. No one likes their operating system exposed. We like to download a new app, let people see that app running all the time and claim that's us. Here's my new app. I've taken Fields Kenoching. My new app is Forgiving and Living My Dreams. That's an app. But the reason why Forgiven works for me limitedly and Living My Dream works for me on a limited basis, because it ain't me. Because all I'm getting is my operating system, because that's how I vibrate. That's what's running my body. And my mind must go where my operating system is, because that's where my mind only exists. And wherever my mind is, my body must follow. So you may have a 2020 app, but you own a 1972 operating system, wondering why you ain't been blessed since the 80s. And If you pay attention, most of y'all know what I'm talking about. You haven't had a good 2010s and you ain't have a good 2000s. And the last time you remember breakthrough was somewhere in the 90s, which is why you still want stuff to be like it used to be.
Ha ha! Come on, sir. Oh my God, sir. Yeah, that's how you feel. That's how you feel in 2020.
I got just a few hours. I got just a few hours to check.
That's
you throwing them punches again. You throwing them punches again.
I'm against the wall. Like if you can see me, I'm standing on the wall right now. Come on, bro. Come on. Listen,
I'm telling you, it's not the things you want to admit that's your operating system. Because if it was, it wouldn't be in your operating system. It is the things that have you on autopilot.
Okay.
Because that's what's operating you. And if you leave your computer on for 30 years, your computer gonna break. And you wonder why y'all need therapy. You've been on the same operating system for 30 years. Yes. 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 I'm telling y'all what's going on.
Okay. Okay. I'm going there. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm going to put myself there because this is 2020 and the one thing I want to do is kill it all.
Good.
Before tomorrow.
Good.
So I'm going to put it there.
All right,
my MS, all of it. All of it. Really?
I got you. Let me just, your problem is so simple. MS may be a little different, but your problem is so simple, right? Now, that doesn't mean she can't, I hate when y'all do me like this. I got the answer. I just don't know if y'all ready for it, right? I don't know if you're ready for me to tell you how your body can heal itself.
Here we go. Sure if,
yeah. Oh, well, I'm not sure if you're ready.
I'm in the process.
No, no. I know you ready, Adrian. I know you ready. That's why I'm talking about them. Yeah. I'm talking about them. Yeah. Right? Now, listen. There's two things there. Obviously, she can regenerate herself. But listen to the very powerful, wise question she asks. I want to kill it. Don't do that. Change the operating system. Yeah, change your operating system. And listen, don't be afraid to live this life with no operating system. Don't be afraid to live this life with no operating system. Hear me and hear me well. In order to install a new operating system, the one you have must be deleted and purged. And there will be a few moments, a few months, a few years, a few days in which you will not have an operating system. Okay, I saw her hand up too. I'm gonna get you your question too, Tierney. Listen, you don't uninstall one operating system. That's a way, but if you do that, all it does is not be there and then reboot that one. You don't take a new operating system, replace it, it's seamlessly, no. What, at some point, your computer will say, we'll be ready in an hour and a half. Have you not did a big system upgrade?
Come on, system, hour and a half.
What's the, Tempest, anybody who's got Macs here, like the whole office has Macs. We all, for 2 weeks, tried to get that 55 gigs we needed just to get this update. It was a major, it took us 55 gigs. And then Apple got over on us. When we got to the 55 gigs, they gave us 25 gigs of a download. So now it messed us up. But there's a lesson there. There's a lesson there. The first thing you got to do is get the download from Phil. Okay. There's a higher consciousness that must first give you the tools for the new operating system. But just because you have the tools don't mean you have the glory or the way. You just got the tools. Babies have hands and feet, but can't walk. They got all the tools, but they don't have the strength. Some of y'all out here trying to do new things and you're doing the right things, but you ain't developed the strength for those things yet. Here you are, a baby in your new life, still won't be an adult. Nope, use a little loose neck baby, running out there in a new area. I got you, Terry, give me a few minutes. Listen, there will be a hard time in your life should you accept a new operating system where you don't know who the hell you are. Okay, Grace said, say it on the mic, Grace, so they hear you.
I'm there now.
I've been downloading to Grace. She got all the downloads. Don't even know what to install. Don't know what to install.
That's real. How long
you been, that's real. And how long you been there, Grace? Be truthful. I want y'all to hear this.
How long I've been there? 40 years.
How long have you been knowing that your old operating system doesn't work? You got the new operating system, but you don't even, you can't install it because you don't know what you want or where you're going. How long has that been?
I've been with you 5 years.
Mm-hmm. 5 years. All right. Grace has had no operating system for 5 years. Grace, does that make you, I mean, not well, you clearly, you got to be able to deal with it, but what does that make you feel like as an adult?
Oh. As an adult, it really makes me feel like a failure. Yeah.
If y'all don't receive that your computer is going to have to go offline and install the new you, for longer than you desire, ain't gonna be no new you. If you don't accept right now that your computer, you, your body, your mind, is gonna have to go offline for a while, black screen only. A little white bar on the bottom that says 197 minutes left. You know what I'm saying? Black screen. And it say 93 minutes left. Until you accept that, that 93 minutes, your expensive Mac ain't nothing but a paperweight. Ain't nothing you can do. It's a paperweight until it installs. You can't use it. And you ain't got no cell phone in life to distract you. So what you do, you let other people distract you. You let them put you in their dreams while your operating system is installing. The same way when you update your computer, you pick up your phone to distract yourself from the time it takes to grow, is the same way you let other people tell you what to do and getting their dreams while you waiting on the time it takes you to grow. Now here's you is doing church media for a church you don't even believe in no more.
Shut up, they on their way. Shut up, are you kidding me? Don't do it right now. Come on, Kenny. Give it to me. Cause it, oh.
Don't do it, give it to me.
Listen, cause I don't want you to, but they really are right on their way and we about to do this whole live thing and everything. I'm just listening to them and I'm thinking, you got to be out your mind if you think, I got to go live with you now. And Antonio have been telling me that I got to go live. And girl, you right, because I've been with them for 5 years. Look, 5 years, ain't been nowhere. Don't nobody know nothing about us. Come on.
Come on now.
And listening, remember, I came in here in a whole different way. I came in the defeat. But I had already, listen, I had already, but what you talking about right now has already happened. And I bless God that it did. That's what it gave me where I'm at right now, where I can see things and where I can, like, I'm really, really, you know, it's a blessing. But go on and talk about it, because that thing come on tonight. They talking about the new year.
Mm-hmm. New year with the old operating system.
Help. I love it.
Come on, Terry. You got the floor.
Okay. Okay, so how do you, like, reprogram? Like, how do you, I know you have to retrain your subconscious mind. I have gone through that and read it, and every time it helps for a set time. You know what I mean? It's like at some point in time, I'm going to go right back to operating a way that I always have. Because I'm looking at how I went from being in the Navy, right? Got out of the Navy. Then I was a wife. And then after the marriage ended, I went right back into the military because, like, my whole desire and operation is just, yes, it's just making sure that everyone else is operating at the highest version of themselves. Like, that's where I get my satisfaction from. But I know, like, my higher conscience is telling me, it's like, no, you got to get out there and succeed. You got to get ahead of, you know, everything. You're the one that has to be in the front, you know, pulling everybody behind instead of you pushing everybody to go. So it's like, but that's my gratification. You know, like being in the middle of everything and making sure the entire household runs efficiently, you know, making sure that the entire job runs efficiently, everybody has their goals and they're living up to the highest version of themselves. So how do I reprogram this operating system that puts me in a position to succeed as well?
Okay, in 90 seconds, I'm gonna answer that question for everybody. Can I push you off the cliff a little bit? Can I just be mean and, you know how you had one of them pool parties? Let me, since she's black, I'm gonna talk to her. You know how black folk don't get in that pool in the pool party?
Because they hear that.
Standing around. Yeah, you understand. Can I go ahead and push you in the pool with your beeper on?
Go ahead.
You got to put the beeper, the rice in the little beeper. You know, clearly 90 stuff. Let me just push you in that pool. Listen to what you said. Navy, wife, back in the military. To her, it means serve others, support, wife, support, back in the military, support. Lies. That's not. Everybody consistently always tells people who they are every time they want to. I'm gonna ask you a different question. Is it the serving you like? Or do you need someone to tell you what to do? Or do you need the structure?
It's just the gratification of the structure and
So what you have to do is redefine your listen, some personality types, Deanna, Grace, Tyranny, apparently, Chiquita, actually, she's a weird person. Half of Chiquita, I would say. Daoud, Sugar, Adrian, Corinne, all these people need structure. And they date people who provide them structure.
Amen.
you need structure because it's your personality type, because you're free spirited, you're free minded, you create in a different way. You understand? And you need someone who will structure you so you can keep that creativity in that structure. But you know you need to be on time for that 2 o'clock meeting, and you know you ain't gonna be on time at all.
So if I really embrace the 8-year old inside of me, then that's all right. Then, right?
You'd be just fine. You'd be just fine.
All right.
So what Tyranny and all of you need to do is, What you need to do is you need to redefine what structure means. It don't have to mean somebody being bullish and guiding your life every step of the way. You have to update your operating system to say, I can be both free with someone who reminds me that I have a certification that I want to accomplish by May, real example. And this person is not going to forget that and not going to let me forget that. But they love me enough to let me be free and make my own decisions, even when I tell them tomorrow. But they don't, but they love me enough also not to let me have too many tomorrows. Do you understand? Re-update your operating system. Now, let me answer thine question. First thing we do, we need to account for our model of reality. It's kind of almost the same thing I said in the sub. Well, I didn't say it. Well, I said it. I taught Shannon. Shannon taught y'all, right? This is kind of the same thing, my principle. The retraining subconscious, but I like the way he does this here. Grace, read out loud for us. The hardware. Let's attack your hardware first.
Your models of reality, your hardware. Your models of reality are your beliefs about the world. In chapter 2, we talked about how most of the rules we accept as true exist inside our heads and were put there, as Steve Jobs said, by people no smarter than you. Human society today runs on the accumulated beliefs of our forefathers, our economic systems, definitions of marriage, the food we eat, our methods of schooling and work. These structures were created long ago by people in very different settings than what we live in today.
Now, I'm going to read this next part because here is your freedom. But while your beliefs tyranny make you, your beliefs are not you. You can use consciousness engineering to swap out old beliefs, swap in new beliefs, and take on new understandings of the world that might serve you better. Replacing outdated models of reality is essential. Our models of reality do more than just create our feelings around an event or life in general. To an astonishing extent, they seem to influence the reality of the world that we experience every day. To sum all that up, if you want to change, right now is all we covered, as of right now, your beliefs are in your way. The problem is y'all believe too much. Your problem is your faith. Go ahead, Phil.
And as Abraham tells us, a belief is a thought you just keep thinking.
Over and over and over. So let's talk about y'all beliefs. Most of you, yes, that's very heavy. Some of the people in my core, names don't matter unless they just get on here and squeal themselves, had a major problem when they came to realize the teachings of their parents were holding them back. Because their love and admiration for their parents, according to their operating systems, was now in jeopardy, because in order to love their parents, they also had to love their parents' beliefs. I am talking in this place. And two of the people that started this company with me, well, were there at the beginning. Two of them had a crisis until they both, on their own timing, without me saying nothing, because I ain't saying nothing, I couldn't say nothing. I couldn't say, hey, it's okay, you know, that your mama ain't telling the truth. It's all right. It is perfectly okay for you to divorce yourself of your first teachers, who we call parents, and still keep the love and honor and respect of your first teachers, who we call parents. Why on earth do you think your mama, 60s upbringing, works for you today? Now, Jaquita is a professional woman. We got to make this work, man. Jaquita is a professional woman. She out there wearing pantsuits. That's automatically a violation of someone from the 60s. You do know a lot of people didn't vote for Hillary Clinton because she wore pantsuits. They got mad at Obama for having on a tan suit. So this ain't that much of a stretch. All right. No, this is, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with pantsuits. Women look good in pantsuits. I'm just saying something as small as that doesn't fit your mama's teachings or your daddy's teachings. What about the other stuff that actually matters? You hear me? And it's okay, because most of y'all beliefs come from your parents or your parents' religious establishments, and they no longer serve you. That doesn't mean your parents don't serve you, and it doesn't mean the core truth of that belief doesn't serve you, but the way you're practicing it so dogmatically is clearly not serving you. If it was, you would have what you want. You wouldn't be starting over at 45. Would you like to know a belief that did not serve me? Oh, y'all not fit to like this, but somebody fit to be free from it, tyranny. I'm fit to free somebody, okay? I gotta watch the way I do this. Phil, these knuckleheads who were older than me told me, you get married, you better stay married. And what I had was a bunch of Christians. Now, I'm not talking about Christians, I'm talking about this is where I'm coming from, right? Keeping me in a toxic relationship because their belief said, this is what we do. My friends, that is not okay. I'm not advocating divorce. If you get married, stay married. But can we choose right first? Because I didn't choose right and she didn't choose right.
Oh boy, sir. 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 Sir.
Yes, sir.
I just was talking to my fiance today. I've been married before.
Come on, man.
They said you got to stay married until that person die. But listen, that wasn't who I picked that because of out of my weakness. And I ain't gonna lie, I was a virgin. So of course I fell in love.
That off. Yeah.
That I fell in love. That was my weakness. You see what I'm saying? But 9 years of just about hell. And now I got a queen that's next to me, and some is saying, you can't marry her yet because the other one ain't dead. That's a lie from the pit.
I'm gonna let Phil respond right here.
Amen. Amen.
Antonio.
Go ahead.
I had somebody tell me a good divorce is better than a bad marriage. And I said, listen, a bad divorce is better than a bad marriage.
No, that's right. Listen, it's not, yeah, that's fantastic. I think everybody laughed at the same time with that one. That's fantastic. No, but it's true. One of the beliefs that my people had was keep someone you love in a toxic situation so you don't embarrass the Lord or the church or whatever it is they coming from. How about, I have an idea. How about I don't teach my kids being in a toxic relationship or sleeping in two separate rooms is proper. How about that? And I ain't the only one that slept in two separate rooms for years on this call. Help me somebody. And you know, let's just not do that. Let's not teach our children it is perfectly okay to settle for a relationship that hurts you to your core. It's an outdated belief.
My God.
I had to update my operating system. I had to figure out how can I get divorced while making sure she remains a queen, never loses anything. Like, there has to be a way to amicably get divorced. It doesn't have to just be drama. And I had no models in front of me. So I had to make it up. Now I'm just talking about me, Tanya. I ain't talking about nobody else. Now, should I stay together forever? Sure. Should I also pick better? Sure, right? First off, let's get our pickers corrected first, okay? Because my picker was broken. It's clearly broken. Let me unbreak the picker first, and then we can do that. You leave me, you're going to die stuff. You understand what I'm saying? I'm joking, but you get what I'm saying, though, right? Now, go ahead, Jaquita.
Yeah, I was just going to say, well, a few things. So my grandparents slept in two separate rooms. I thought that was normal because, you know, on the old TV shows, that's what they did in the two separate rooms or whatever, because I guess they didn't want to show, you know, sexiness on TV or whatever. And that was my only example of marriage. Like, nobody else in my family that was around was married. So I didn't, but I'm a free thinker type of person. So I always choose to do stuff that works for me. And I never did that in my marriage, even though that's what I saw with my grandparents. I thought it was weird. I'm like, maybe, you know, my granddaddy snored real bad. Like, maybe she just had to escape. I don't know. I didn't know. I never asked, but I thought, I'm like, yeah, we're not doing that.
I snored too.
And then the other thing about it was just rejecting stuff that doesn't work for you. Like, my mother was so strict when I was a kid. And in my household, kid, that whole children are seen and not heard was real. Like, you couldn't express no emotions, no back talk, no opinion, no nothing. Whatever Leisha said is the law, okay? It ain't nothing changing it, okay? And so I grew up, you know, for a time I didn't have a voice. I didn't know how to use my voice. And so when I first got married and we started having kids, because that's the way I'm raised, it was like we were two different. Like you said, we kind of balanced each other out. Like, my husband is structured for me because I'm free in a lot of different ways now. But when we first got married, I was like the rigid one. And my husband was like California. Like, we talked about things. He like California, just very whatever as far as parenting. And I was very Virginia, like, no, right? So when we were raising our kids, that became a conflict because I would be like, no, I'm doing like my mama, you gonna respect me and all this other stuff. But then I had to learn and grow. I had to learn and grow through the help of my husband. Like, that was not okay. That didn't feel good when it was done to you. So why would you do that to your children? And so now my children, we have an awesome relationship. My kids tell me just about everything. We talk every single day about what's going on in life or whatever. And me and my mom growing up, we didn't have that type of relationship. Like, my mom ain't tell me nothing. I know nothing about nothing, okay? Except for what she said was law. But like, the real world, she did not really prepare me because she ain't telling me nothing, right? But my kids are not like that. So they're very... they were raised to be free thinkers. I tell them to check everything. Don't believe nothing. Go find out for yourself. And we allow them to express their feelings, express their emotions. What do you think? Because it's your life too, right? We're called to steward you and guide you, but we don't own you. You know what I'm saying? So you're a human being yourself, and we allow them to be free in that, not in a disrespectful way. The older people may say, oh, your kids, you know, it's my day. But for us, it works.
And that, clap for that. That's, I mean, shoot. Except for that, you know, This is what we're going to do part. Definitely. Let me tell you, California and Virginia are two totally different cultures. You understand? It's tidy whities and boxers. Listen, two totally different cultures. You understand? It's two totally different things. My kids don't have a bedtime, and I don't whoop them. They do what the heck they want to do. That sounds really weird. That's how my parenting became alone. It started because when my oldest son, who is now 12, was one, I just always called him Buddy. And then one day I came home very late at night, and I walked in, his very first words were, "Hey, Buddy." That's what he said to me. So I've just been calling him Buddy since, right? Now, but I was doing 19 hours a semester and 40 hours a week at Lakewood. So I was doing 19 hours a semester at Houston Baptist University, 40 hours a week at Lakewood. I would leave at 5 in the morning or 5:45 in the morning, and I would come back at 11 o'clock at night. I did this for 3 years or something like that. No less than 2 years. And my son would stay up waiting for his daddy to come home. It was terrible, but I needed it. And so did he, right? And so did his mom. So she would just let him wait up, and then he would go to sleep after that. And from that started the cycle, no bedtime. So when the second one was born, by then, I couldn't tell none of them what to do. I mean, I had one that wouldn't stop crying at night. He had no bedtime. You understand? I had the other one that, you know, didn't really with no bedtime. So then I don't whoop my kids. Let's see, my 12-year-old, I probably whooped him twice. The 8-year-old, maybe once. He's a little smart. You know, he learned something the first time. And then the youngest, she bad. I had to whoop her like three times. She got three of them. She got three of them. She liked to run the whole house.
Don't call that baby bad.
Yeah. She knows she the youngest. She knows she the only girl. She like letting that be known. You understand? But other than that, I don't touch them. I don't bother. You understand? I don't touch them. I don't bother. This how I raise them. You gonna live and die by your consequences. My kids know how to act anywhere because they know you're going to suffer those consequences no matter what that is. It ain't going to be no whooping. But what you do comes back. If I teach y'all reap what you sow, what do you think I'm teaching the kids? And so they just sit there. And do you know how afraid of consequences you will be versus a whooping? Or time out, them consequences are going to get you. If Phil say, "Hey," and you go, "Shut up, Phil," all right, there will be consequences for that. You understand? well, now that you decided to be disrespectful, I guess all these gadgets in here gonna have to disrespect you too. How about a week of shutting up the gadgets too then? You understand what I'm saying? And then now you're sitting there bored. And all I'm gonna do, I'm slick with this though. I used to, and I realized I was doing the wrong thing, because I homeschool too. So I'd be like, "Do your homework." You gotta be careful with that, because you'll turn learning into a punishment. I had to catch myself because I did that. So now this is what I do, y'all. It's so awful. I put them in the center of the room. I don't have to do this no more, but I say, "Just sit there. Just stand there." And for hours, no talking, they just stand there. Do that to them twice, they be like, "Uh-uh. How can I listen today?" Right? That was just to say, I've updated my operating system, because where I come from, spare the rod.
That's
it.
That's right.
Spoil the child. All right. I don't want you to.
Well, all right. Well,
Okay, then. Where I come from, they say things like whooping, they never hurt us. Yeah. And we got getting whooped stories, don't we? Yeah. We can all pass the mic around.
Antonio!
We can all pass
the mic around. Okay, I got a question, though. I got a question. Because I love it. Every word. Chiquita, I wish, I have a 20-year-old now. I bless God, like I say, that he makes his own decisions, and his decision is to hang out with his mom. Like, his decision is to introduce me to the friends. Now, he gonna help me in this getting into the game and stuff. But my question, really, honestly, truly, how else? I mean, I understand the rebooting of the system. But in the rebooting of the system, and you look at the system, and you can see that there's something jaded in the system.
Yep.
What are we supposed to do? Because I understand it. I understand the freedom of it. But when it comes down to it's not working.
Yep.
What are we supposed to do?
That is not
only
a fair question. Like,
that's my question.
It's, I just hit enter. There's your answer. Like, he literally spoke up on, like, you just told me we in alignment, right? Grace, read about our software. That was hardware, right? That was hardware. So if stuff ain't working, because Adrian is absolutely right, read that out loud, Grace.
Your systems for living, your software, your habits, or systems for living, or how you put your models of reality into practice.
All right, stop right there. I'm going to actually interrupt you a few times so I can bless. Yes, Sunday school. So we're going to do Sunday school this thing. So I can bless Age and everybody else who also has this question. It's those last, start at put your models. I need to finish that little clause there.
Put your models of reality into practice.
All right, so Adrian, you change your operating system. You say, I need to do this here. Now you got to practice it. Did it work? This is very important. If my kids didn't know how to learn or wake up in the morning when I needed them to, no bedtime wouldn't work now, would it? You understand what I'm saying? So I would have to find something else. If homeschooling them made them weird, when I know, as pretty much successful business person, that you need to win friends and influence people, I probably wouldn't homeschool. Remember when we was growing up? You and them homeschool kids were weird. It was only like two of them in the whole school. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It was like two of them in the whole school. They were smart though. Yeah. Oh yeah, them valedictorians, but they was weird, right? No friends at all. But now these kids got all these virtual devices. All they know is how to make, you know how hard it is to make a friend online? That's difficult. So they got all these people skills. My point is, Agent, right now, answer's not fully answered, but so number one called it your models of reality, which was your hardware, right? Now, because that's, we were just talking about the models of reality. Now we're talking about Adrian as a living system. And if when Adrian interacts with Antonio and it laugh and it's joy, then keep doing that, Adrian. You feel me? But then when you try to do the same thing with me over there, wherever there is, and that don't work, then don't do that. You get what I'm saying? All right, keep reading, Grace.
Practice. If models of reality are the hardware of the human machine, systems for living are the software. They're your activities and daily habits. For example, how you eat, based on your beliefs about nutrition. How you work, based on your beliefs about what kind of career and work behaviors are acceptable. And how you deal with money, based on your beliefs about the ease of acquiring money or the guilt or honor of having lots of it.
Stop right there.
Okay, please.
You know I would. You know. You know I. Once you go ahead and repeat that last part again, then.
Or, oh, and how you deal with money based on your belief about the ease of acquiring money or the guilt or honor of having lots of it.
I'm going to answer Adrian's question immediately, right now. Question, answer ensues. Are you charging full price? Or are you giving it away for free, hoping people would like you one day and God will bless you with some money somehow?
That was how it started. That was it. I just wanted to give it away. That was my whole thing.
Well, that was it.
I still say I just want to give it, but you telling the truth.
That's it. And me too.
Bro.
Yes. Commentary would be so funny, right? But real talk. But that's not just that, though. Do you think black owned means discount? Or friend owned means discount? Just because you know, Phil, should you get special favors? If that's your model, if y'all went to Phil and his connoting services and asked for a special favor, you're showing him who you are. You literally want to discount him because you secretly feel discounted. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay, I want to discount Mr. Phil because I feel discounted.
You want to not give him his worth because secretly you feel inadequate and you are not worthy. And there's no way possible that he should charge his full worth because he should know better. Because he knows how you secretly feel. And since he understands that Chiquita is going on hard times, he should then show a hard times discount. No.
No, Chiquita ain't.
Apple did not go, you know what, everybody? iPhone's going to be $100 during this pandemic. No, they sold out like crazy at regular price. Amazon did not say, all right, all our packages. Listen, and we all needed that. Some of that stuff was essential. Some of you use this board, right? None of the essential stuff did Amazon go, hey, we're not gonna charge you for that. Nope. Amazon said, run us our money. Yes. Because, yeah, we'll pause everything else to see that essential stuff first. We'll do that, but we not, you know. What I'm trying to say is, if you look at Chiquita and say, Chiquita, we black, you know, or feel we doing this together, you understand. You've started a startup before. All of that shows the person you're talking to, should they be aware enough, it's me I got a problem with. I'm so afraid of my value that I can't handle Phil at full value.
Reverend.
And we walk into relationships like this. We go into relationships and we say, Tempest, you better make me happy. Read the rest of it, Grace.
There are many others, from how you raise your kids to how you make love, make friends, work out, solve problems, finish a project at work, make a difference in the world, and have fun. Systems of living are easy to acquire. You can always learn new ones.
Mm-hmm. Mm. there's the answer to your agent's question and all of your question. You have to get to the point in which you are updating your living systems. Antonio, what's a living system? I'm glad you asked. If I teach you how to do a business plan, which I would rarely do because they're really not, well, sometimes they're necessary. Okay, let me just say that. Sometimes they are. I want to tell you now, Tanya, this is a living document. What does that mean? Don't you act like this is your Bible. We're going to change this tomorrow if you get smarter. Or if your customers fool us, we're going to change it again. Your systems need to be living. It means that the moment something don't work for you, Adrian, don't try it again. Update your plan. Yeah. Man, I can't stress this enough. Ask them how I run this company. All right, well, we're not doing that no more. I'm not lying. They're like, damn, it was just 8 hours. Well, we ain't doing it no more.
I heard you. I heard you. I want you to know I'm hearing you.
Yeah, we ain't doing that no more. That didn't work. Ain't no sister. I don't need a 9th hour, Chiquita. That first 8 didn't work. The first 8 didn't work. Don't need a 9th one. Now, I'm not talking about just quitting this stuff. I'm saying, here's an idea. Here's some feedback. And everybody went, we don't like this at all. Got you. Let's change. This is the core of ATS for 2 years was business, sales, marketing, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. And then law. And y'all had been messaging a lot. Man, we like that law of attraction stuff. We like that. We like this. We like this. And law said, look, God dog it, I'm off on Thursdays. I'm off on Thursdays. And I want this. And then I said, what about everybody else? And everybody like a choir went, we sure do. And I took the hardware that wouldn't change and made it a living system. So now Thursday has changed. Somebody this morning said, man, I did not expect this to be therapy. Right? Estevan, right? I did not expect this to be therapy. Hey, had I not listened to law, he'd have came in and then walked right out. He caught what he needed because it was a living system that I had 6 months ago or something. Go ahead, Jaquita.
One of our biggest problems, one of my biggest, I'm not going to talk about y'all. I don't know y'all like that. One of my biggest problems that I had while back, I've updated my system. But an issue that I had that I noticed was that you try to push something because you love it, because you think that, you know, that's your baby. That's it. That's the thing. And when people are giving you the feedback that is not in agreement with that reality that you're holding so true and so dear, then all of a sudden they just hate us. They don't understand. They need to come up to my level, all this stuff. When the issue is not them, the issue is you. Like, boo-boo, you need to shift. You need to change. The market don't want that. Yeah, what you're trying to serve them. So you need to serve something else if you want to be successful in the market. Because if you love it so much, then you have it by yourself for free. So when you be talking about you could be right or you could be paid, that is so real.
You understand? You want to be right, you want to be rich. I ain't got nothing else. I got nothing else for you. I have nothing else for you. She, what Jaquita said, you almost made me want to say, all right, everybody, hold up. I need to call somebody, one of y'all. I was just telling this for 3 days, this person kept calling me over this same issue. And I really want herself on this call right now. That's how strong what Jaquita said. Because I just said this. However, since she's not here, it means what she was supposed to be here. The only people supposed to be here, the universe has who's supposed to be here. Uh-oh, did you get that? Corinne's like, yep, me, I'm supposed to be here. Did you get that? Did you get what I just did?
I'm my on the road.
Ego, all right, my ego say, nah, she need to be here right now. Somebody just rewind, say it again, Jaquita, she here now, right? But I'm living system enough to know she's not missing anything because God is somewhere working on her. And that's perfect and just and the most graceful thing that can happen to her. And everybody here deserves my full attention. Do you know how hard that was for me to do, to get to? Do you know how hard it is for an alpha male to get to the point in which some stuff he just can't control? Because you know you alpha women got that same problem, don't you?
Beautiful to actually be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is difficult. It is difficult. Is drinking water normal? Ah.
Well, oh.
Depends on if you read chapter 3.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Is drinking water normal? This is our last thing for the day. Is drinking water normal? Interesting. Who has read the book? Uh-oh. My. Go ahead. You remember the whole story, Grace?
Yes.
Go ahead.
There was a certain part of the world, I don't remember the exact place, but there's a certain part of the world where water, the water there is so contaminated they can't drink it.
Well, hold on.
It wasn't contaminated.
Oh, okay.
It was that, Mr. Michael,
oh, okay.
They drank from the ground and squeezed it in their mouth. Okay, go ahead.
That's right. They did drink from the ground. Shucks. Okay, no, I... Okay. Okay. Is drinking water normal? It is to most of humanity, but to the Akua... Is that how you pronounce it? Oh, cool. Drinking water is unusual and distasteful. Yeah, that's right. Our definition of what is normal is nothing more than what is programmed into us. Our culture wasn't created by pure rational choice. In many ways, it took form merely by imitation and chance. Yet we cling to our culture, both the good and the bad, as if it's the only way of living. That's right. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Now, the last thing we're talking about, because this is so deep. This blew my mind. What they do is they dig in the ground and they pick up this clay or something, and then they squeeze it and water comes out because they're so in the forest, they're so inland, there's no water around, there's no rivers, there's no nothing. And our water tastes disgusting. So you have these, it's always... it was what you call them. They go out there and evangelize. They call something. You know what I'm talking about. We got, that's the reason why you got
missionaries.
God dog it. Thank you so much. These missionaries just went out and tell them, get some water. And they take some water and they spit it out. It was nasty. And it should be nasty because how many chemicals do we have in our water? And since they never take. Since they never tasted these chemicals and it was just all natural, our water was nasty. Now, that doesn't mean we right thing wrong. It just means normal is a hardwired program system. Everybody got me? All right, let's land this plane. So I've got a few minutes before you start toasting back your drink and taking your bubble baths and twiddling in your toes, okay, and bringing in the new year with who you love. And I like it. I like all of it. What if you walked into the next year knowing absolutely nothing? I'm going to issue the strongest challenge I've issued all year. All year. I'm going to walk into 2021, me personally, dumb, because I haven't got to 20,000 people joining every day. And if I'm not at 20,000 people joining every day, Shaquita, it means I'm too smart and the universe can't give it to me yet, because what I know is in the way of what I need to understand. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So what I'm going to do is I've already released all my knowledge, business, sales, marketing. Oh, wait, we're going to do this? No, we're not. I got plans. I'm ready to kill at any time. Because until I get to hyper growth, what I tell y'all, 20,000 people a day, I know too much. And every day we don't get there, it's because every day I wanted to be smarter than the universe. Uh-oh, tyranny caught it. Uh-oh. Ooh-wee. If I'm saying it, what about y'all? It means one of two things. Every day I'm either being smarter than God, or my plan is just weak. My plan is too weak for 20,000 people a month. I mean, a day. My challenge to y'all. Can we all walk in 2021 with that same humble mentality? We don't know nothing. Because if you got a goal and you ain't reached it yet, you too smart. And your plan is probably too weak. And if we take our too smart selves with our too weak plans in 2021, we're going to be right back here again. You get it? You're right back here again. It's the same thing. I do not want to exit 2021. Actually, I've already, so the internal goal I set for myself was by the first quarter. I think I said that out loud to y'all the other day, so I don't know. If you don't know, I'm thinking of a successful Q1. First quarter, 20,000 people every day. That's just me. But I do know I can't do it with this brain. Because Phil understands, if I could do it with this brain, we'd already did it. Hey, no, sister. We already did it. We'd already did it. So I must not be that smart. Or my plan must not be that strong. Have that same humility in yourself. Daoud said, I'm going to give it a shot. Shaquita said, no more Groundhog Day or years. My challenge to you, you don't have to take the challenge, but I am. I've already taken it. My challenge to all of you is walk into 2021 not knowing anything. Update your operating system and have nothing but living systems you're willing to change. If Phil, challenge accepted by Shaquita, if Phil say something, Phil is going to say something fly to y'all in the next 96 hours and it's going to work and y'all going to go, eh, it's okay. No, don't do that. Okay. Let's not do that. Let's just go. Okay. Like Daoud just said, blank slate, wipe it out. So let's let all of it go in there. And this is actually a journey I'm excited to have because I get to do the journey with you. Enjoy your New Year's Eve and your New Year's Day. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plan better. You can dominate. Thank you, everybody. I'm so
thank
glad
you, sir. Thank you. Happy New Year.
You're welcome. Happy
love
New
you,
Year.
Fam.
Make it fun in 2021. Love you.
Love you,
Phil.
Love you more, man. Make it fun 2021. That's what Phil
said. Happy New Year.
Love you guys. Take it easy.
Love you too. Yes, yes. We'll see you all Sunday night. All right, everybody. Y'all have a fantastic.